custody. The Supreme Court said the lower court has to dismiss a verdict as moot since the abortions already happened. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Former President Bill Clinton says he would have liked to have given former White House intern Monica Lewinsky a private apology. But Clinton says this morning he's never had the chance to do so.
But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
Clinton was speaking on NBC's Today show saying that the Me Too movement hasn't changed how he sees the sex scandal that rocked his presidency in the 90s, setting events in motion which led to his impeachment. Clinton said he felt terrible at the time, and he has come to grips with it since. First Lady Melania Trump is to make her first public appearance in several weeks this evening. Her attendance at a reception for Gold Star families will be her first public outing since she was hospitalized for several days, suffering from a kidney ailment. Mrs. Trump's spokeswoman says the First Lady will join President Trump at the private reception honoring families of service members killed in action.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two large wildfires continue to rage in New Mexico, fueled by drought-stricken trees and brush. The Buzzard Fire and the Ute Park Fire, torching thousands of acres. The Buzzard's Fire still burning in the western part of the state, with over 29,000 acres already scorched and it's 41% contained. Meantime, the Ute Park Fire in the north has exploded to over 36,000 acres since it started on Thursday. It's now 23%. Contained. A huge new cancer study with good news for women who have breast cancer, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The largest breast cancer treatment study ever conducted finds most women with the most common form of early stage breast cancer do not need to undergo chemotherapy. That brings tens of thousands from the negative side effects and cost of the drugs. Dr. Stephanie Burdick of Lenox Hill Hospital says many of these women have been recommended for such treatment.
By looking at their genes, they were able to give each patient a DNA fingerprint. So now we can compare those women to this database. And based on that, they are assigned a score. It was always the women in the middle that we worried about. Many of those women can really avoid chemotherapy altogether.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is a good time to remind you, you can catch us online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. Well, let's get to that weather and all everybody's been waiting for. Today, this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 72 degrees, light and variable winds becoming west at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance of showers between 9 and 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 53. West winds around 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is a low 20%. But then on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, increasing clouds with a high near 74 degrees. Chance of precipitation is around 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. So that's going to be quite interesting. Well, let me tell you, we had a great time over there on Saturday at the Hunterdon County, the fifth annual Hunterdon County Community Day. And that was over at the county fairgrounds there at South County Park on Ringo's there and all. And it was just fun-filled. I got to say that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce put on a great show, and we had a wonderful time over there. And the rain actually held out until about 10 minutes before 4 o'clock when it all of a sudden opened up and just came barreling down on us. Great flooding and everything else going on in there. So we're going to do a little break here for commercial breaks, and we'll be right back at Get Healthy Hunterdon.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. Just going to bring up some news here and all and some events that are on our way. We've got this Saturday the White House Rescue Squad's 20th annual Buffalo Watch. And that's going to be over at the Reddington River Farm where you see all those buffaloes running around at 937 County Road, which is the 523 bypass from Flemington over there, the White House Station in Flemington, New Jersey. This is going to be an amazing event, and it's going to be from 9 to 5. You'll see Wild West Cowboys, Native American Indians, Civil War encampments, live bands, food trucks, great farm fresh food, beer and wine tasting. What else are you going to have? Over 100 vendors, including artists, antique dealers, and craftsmen, face painting, pony rides, and more. So it's going to be a fun afternoon, day, and all, and it's going to be for a good cause. So everybody, mark your calendars. That's going to be this Saturday from 9 to 5 over at the Reddington River Farms where you see all those big bison or buffaloes running around. So we're going to have a good time. And stop in at our tent and register for a drawing for our goodie bag there and all. So it'll be great. I thought today that we would talk about eating right for your blood type. And as we had Barbara Pearson on from the American Red Cross New York, and she runs the New Jersey chapter over here and all, and we were discussing that there's basically four blood types, blood type O, blood type A, blood type B, and blood type AB. And as you all remember and stuff, we found out that blood type O was the most popular or most prevalent one and all. And the blood type O, you can donate to all the different other blood types, but you can't do it with the other ones going the opposite direction. But how did this all happen and how did it go? So there's a vast span of human existence, which little is known about and stuff. And this was all at the early stages of our development and all. The variation, strengths, and weaknesses of each blood group can be seen as part of the humanity's continuous process of acclimating to different environmental challenges. Most of these challenges have involved with the digestion and the immune systems, two very, very important things. And that's why we often say in our office that, you know, the stomach has a brain of its own. There's a direct communication from the stomach and things that are going through it to the brain as to, you know, how to send down more hormones to cause more digestion, more assimilation in the small intestine, large intestine, the breakdown of the fats and different proteins and carbohydrates in the stomach. So a multitude of things. So even back then and stuff, we can see that the digestion and the immune system were so important and all. So it's no surprise then that many of the distinctions between the blood groups involve basic functions of our digestive and immune system. Evolution is usually considered in the context of millions of years, which is the time frame needed to explain the many differences between animals and other species. Yet our own humanity's own lifespan provides ample time for many small day-to-day refinements representing the constant struggle between inherited traits and environmental challenges. And we see this so clearly in people that come into our office and stuff and, you know, working with what God gave them and what they're being exposed to in their environments, whether it's at home, whether it's work, whether it's an emotional environment and all that they're trying to work their way through. So it's really quite interesting to see how, you know, it just shows and manifests itself in things that we see happening in people and all. So it's interesting that as we go along and stuff, the horrors of the Black Plague, if everybody remembers that happening at all, which ran unchecked throughout Europe in the 13th and 14th centuries, it was a perfect example of how body function dictates form and all. The plague was a disease caused by a bacterial infection and was almost certainly fatal to those who contracted it in the early years of its initial spread. By the 15th century, however, fatalities were rare, although many people continued to contract the infection. In just two generations, traits were developed in the survivors that protected them from the fatal infections. Since these traits were necessary to survival, they were then passed on and retrained as a form of genetic memory. The Black Plague is especially interesting from the perspective of the blood typing that we use nowadays. The source of the plague is a bacteria that preferred individuals of a specific blood group. In that case, it was blood group O. So that was kind of interesting. Chemical analysis of the group O antigens reveals that from a structural perspective, it is the simplest blood group and serves as the backbone for the synthesis of increasingly complex A, B, and the AB antigens that lead into those blood types. These later blood groups evolved by adding other sugars onto the basic O blood type sugar, much as a modern city might be built upon the foundations of an ancient one. Thus, if the mutations that produce the A and B antigens are ancient, the gene for the blood group O is infinitely older. So as we go through, there's basically four groups in the evolution of the human blood types that were going on and stuff. There was the age of the hunter-gatherer. Our first human ancestors likely emerged in the Saurian African between the 170 to 550,000 years ago. These ancestors probably ate a rather crude omnivorous diet of plants, grubs, and the scavenged leftovers of others, more successful predatory animals, like the bigger animals and all. And before we get much further and stuff, we're going to go for a little commercial break here, and we will return.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington. We were talking about eating right for your blood type, and we were just kind of going through the evolution of how we got all these different blood types, blood type A, blood type B, blood type AB, and blood type O. And we were talking about the ancestral foundation and how that all happened. And we were going to be moving on into the age of the hunter-gatherer and stuff. So since humans had neither the sharp teeth nor claws of a true predator, one could only speculate that these people were perhaps as much prey as they were predator. Yet within the early humans lay the greatest predatory tool yet devised, the human brain. It is suggested that humans were consuming high-protein animal foods before the development of stone tools for butchering. They noted that the many theories of human origins invoked a switch to a meat-rich diet to explain the sudden expansion of the brain size with the first Homo sapiens species. If they were eating meat, it probably came from small animals that could be caught without tools, or the scavenged remains of meats left by larger preys. It was in the midst of this carnivorous frenzy that the digestive attributes of blood type group O reached their full expression, with the highly efficient acid and pepsin production of the stomach geared for the digestion of meat with no natural predators other than themselves. Then there were the wanderers. Other food sources had to be discovered, and the search was a desperate one. Under the pressures, our ancestors may have become omnivores again, feeding on a broader menu of new plants and animal species. In particular, the food resources of the shore and the sea were systematically exploited for the first time. The Homo sapiens were getting smarter and more creative, developing more sophisticated housing and clothing. These alterations allowed bands of hunters to search for new game herds in northern grasslands and forests, and the human hunting groups occupied all of the main land masses of the Earth, except for the Antarctica hunting bands found their way down and all. And this was going on and all. So what happened was they found that, like, more groups were getting together and searching and hunting as they came along. And then horses were previously introduced and all. And they developed, so these people and stuff, what they were, because they were more in a temperate area and climate and all, their bodies started to develop lighter skin, less massive bone structure to be lighter, and straightening of their hair. The skeleton, especially in Caucasians, matures slowly, and their lighter skin is better protected than darker skin against frostbite. Lighter skin is also better able to metabolize vitamin D from the sun, vital to survive in a land of shorter days and longer nights. And then you moved into the agricultural dawning. So what happened was you had the old Stone Age of the Cro-Magnon hunters beginning around the 50,000 BC, agricultural and animal domestication are generally recognized as the hallmarks of its culture. The ability to cultivate grain and live in livestock allowed these early people to forgo the hand-to-mouth existence of their nomadic ancestors and to settle down into cities, allowing for substantial population concentrations. When this happened, they found that there was a change from the hunting and gathering societies, one based on food production, and considered it the greatest advance in the human history after the marshaling of fire. Many of the immune systems of the early people, many of them became carriers of the Group A blood. The blood Group A variant allowed humans to tolerate and better assimilate grains and other agricultural products. Blood Group A initially appeared in significant numbers in the early Caucasian people, sometime where in the West and the Asian Middle, in the Middle East and all. The gene for Group A was carried into Western Europe and Asia during the movement of the Neolithic societies, especially a branch termed the Indo-Europeans, where it penetrated extensively into the blood type O populations and all. Then you had the emergence of the collective. Settling into permanent communities presented new developmental challenges. The individualistic tendencies of the human hunter-gatherer now gave way to a more structured society. Skill specialization can only evolve as part of a larger whole. The basket weaver is dependent on the farmer on the toolmaker. One no longer thought of food only when hungry. Fields needed to be sowed and cultivated in anticipation of future reward. The cultivation of wheat and barley, coupled with the domestication of food animals such as sheep, goats, pigs, chickens, and later on cattle. And there was a fertile mixing ground in which all the three major races commingled. The new farming economies spread slowly from the north to the west. The permanent settlements that developed as a result of the new agrarian societies gave way to the early cities. Cereal crops and cattle were introduced to the western France by around 4000 BC and were in use in southern Scandinavians and all. What happened was it started pushing the remaining hunter-gathering people further north into the wilderness or influencing them to adopt the new settled mode of life. There is good evidence to support the link between the ancestral of the blood group A and the development of the urban society. As discussed, many areas of the world that have long histories of urbanization and frequent outbreaks of plague, cholera, and smallpox showed a predominance of Group A over Group B. This statistical number clearly proved that Group A were more resistant to and able to survive the infections common to densely populated areas. One might well wonder how Blood Group O survived at all, much less how it remained to this day the most prevalent blood group on the planet. And one might reason that the sheer amount or the numbers of group gene in the gene pool was there. Blood group A is found in the highest concentration of one among the Western Europeans. Unlike blood group B and O, there are many variants of group A. Over much of Europe, the frequency of a group gene B was very more prevalent and stuff. Under the times of famine, two biological functions diminished: the ability to fend off infection and the ability to reproduce. Essentially omnivores, members of the blood group B may have been the only blood group whose immune system were capable of functioning with a diet described by one Roman historian as soured milk and mare's blood. In addition to having the ability to survive pestilence, blood group B women may be more fertile than their blood group A or blood group O counterparts and may begin to menstruate earlier and stuff. High concentrations of group B gene exist in direct relationships with the demographics of the pre-existing caste system. Since the caste system was the direct result of sexual layering of foreign consequence, it appeared that the group B gene may have been introduced into the Indian subcontinent via conquest. In a study among 14 Hindu caste groups, this was quite prevalent, and a high frequency of group B over group A happened. Blood groups B continued to travel northward towards the present-day Siberia, and that's how that area became very well populated and all. And then the group called the interminglings. Blood group AB is found in less than 5% of the population. It is certainly the most recent blood group. Unlike the other AB and O blood groups, group AB resulted from the intermingling of group A and the intermingling of group B people. Some of this may have been peaceful, but some must have been part of the violent turmoil that marked the great migration of peoples at the end of the ancient period. This time period was characterized by collapse of the ancient civilizations brought on by the influx of various wandering hordes of predominantly Eastern origin. The incidence of blood group B was probably very high in these steppe dwellers, so the appearance of group AB in Europe is probably the result of the intermingling of this and all. Little evidence for the occurrence of group B extends from that area, though. Blood group AB may be a purely human intervention. This blood group takes the concept of tolerance to the extreme, and goes on. Blood group distribution today. Our blood groups are not a hit or miss act of random genetics without any real purpose. Rather, the ABO, O, A, and B blood groups are a set of differing solutions to a host of environmental variations such as diet and infection that ensured the survival of the human race. The blood groups adaptation were a change in human antigenicity, a biological desire to identify with the prevailing currents of the environment. By looking at the distribution of blood groups today, we can see the threads of our evolutionary history. In the United States, O is the most prevalent blood group, and A is the second, followed by B, and finally by AB. The breakdown, though, in Great Britain is very similar to the United States percentages. In Germany, there is a slightly more A than the O, the B, and the AB remain about the same as the U.S. In Japan and China, A, O, and B are fairly evenly split. And so that kind of goes through and talks about how all this works out. We're going to take a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the highest court in the land gives a big win to a Christian baker in Colorado as the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the man who refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The baker said he refused to do so on religious grounds. In a very narrow opinion, the High Court said the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated the baker's rights by displaying hostility about his religious beliefs. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court has tossed out a lower court ruling on abortion. That case out of Texas involved a teenager who was an illegal immigrant and had an abortion last year while she was in federal custody. The Supreme Court said the lower court has to dismiss a verdict as moot since the abortions already happened. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Former President Bill Clinton says he would have liked to have given former White House intern Monica Lewinsky a private apology, but Clinton says this morning he's never had the chance to do so.
But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
Clinton was speaking on NBC's Today show saying that the Me Too movement hasn't changed how he sees the sex scandal that rocked his presidency in the 90s, setting events in motion which led to his impeachment. Clinton said he felt terrible at the time, and he has come to grips with it since. First Lady Melania Trump is to make her first public appearance in several weeks this evening. Her attendance at a reception for Gold Star families will be her first public outing since she was hospitalized for several days, suffering from a kidney ailment. Mrs. Trump's spokeswoman says the First Lady will join President Trump at the private reception honoring families of service members killed in action.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two large wildfires continue to rage in New Mexico, fueled by drought-stricken trees and brush. The Buzzard Fire and the Ute Park Fire, torching thousands of acres. The Buzzard's Fire still burning in the western part of the state, with over 29,000 acres already scorched and it's 41% contained. Meantime, the Ute Park Fire in the north has exploded to over 36,000 acres since it started on Thursday. It's now 23%. Contained. A huge new cancer study with good news for women who have breast cancer, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The largest breast cancer treatment study ever conducted finds most women with the most common form of early stage breast cancer do not need to undergo chemotherapy. That brings tens of thousands from the negative side effects and cost of the drugs. Dr. Stephanie Burdick of Lenox Hill Hospital says many of these women have been recommended for such treatment.
By looking at their genes, they were able to give each patient a DNA fingerprint. So now we can compare those women to this database. And based on that, they are assigned a score. It was always the women in the middle that we worried about. Many of those women can really avoid chemotherapy altogether.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is a good time to remind you, you can catch us online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And this is Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington. Again, we want to bring everybody's attention to this coming Saturday over at the Reddington River Farm. Most of you know it as the Buffalo Farm there on County Road 523, and that's 937 County Road 523. This weekend, they're going to be having the White House Rescue Squad's 20th annual Buffalo Watch. So come on out, pet a buffalo, have some burgers, and see what farm life is all about on a buffalo farm. It should be quite exciting and all. We were talking about eating right for your blood types and all, and just kind of getting a basic background as to how we arrived at those things. So blood groups and personality and stuff. Blood group AB individuals were significantly more self-sufficient and group independent than types O, A, and B. Blood group A individuals were more prone to severe anxiety than blood group O individuals. Strikingly high increase of group O among ulcer sufferers compared to controls with a correspondingly lower incident of other blood groups in this finding. Blood group O was shown to have higher levels of stomach hydrochloric acid, pepsinogen, and gastrin, all important digestive factors necessary for proper protein digestion and the intestinal enzyme alkaline phosphatase, an important digestive enzyme necessary for fat absorption. Blood group O was shown to have a higher level of blood clotting factors and a greater incident of heart disease and elevated cholesterol. So going back to the makeup and the chemistry of the blood type O, remember that was one of the first blood types to develop. They were more kind of meat eaters and stuff, and they needed to have that chemistry going on in their intestines and stomach area in order to break down all that stuff that they were coming across on their walkabouts and stuff looking for food. On the other hand, group O patients tended to have and thrive on high protein diets, and they often stated that high intensity activities such as jogging and aerobics energized them and improved their moods. So we were kind of going through and seeing how things were and all. And one of the things that we were kind of interested in finding out about the different blood types and all was just what is it that you can eat that really helps out the best for you and all. So you may be eating things that you enjoy the taste, but it may be throwing your body into such chaos every time you do it. So let's take a look at things and see how it affects the more common blood type group, type O this time. So like bacon, ham, and pork, it's a big avoidance for blood type O, provokes abnormal blood reaction, contains components that can be notify and modify known disease susceptibility, and that could be why these blood type O's are more prone to having stomach issues going on. Beef for blood type O is beneficial though because it provides high quality protein and increased lean muscle mass. Buffalo, that's we're going to be talking about that and seeing that in action here this Saturday over at the Reddington River Farm there and all, and that's beneficial for blood type O, provides high quality protein and increases the lean muscle mass. Chicken, kind of a neutral thing going on in there. Let's see, what else do we have that would work out good and stuff? How about lamb? Lamb is beneficial for blood type O, provides high quality protein, increases lean muscle mass. Then they get into rabbit, that's a neutral. And then we have turkey. Turkey is neutral too. Veal, beneficial, provides high quality protein, increases lean muscle mass. Venison, that a lot of us here in Hunterdon County have the availability of, and also for blood type O, this provides high quality protein, increases lean muscle mass and all. When we get into fish and all, we're talking about like striped bass, so that's a seafood. This is beneficial for them. When we look at bluefish, it's a neutral. When we look at crab, neutral. When we look at clams, it's neutral. Crabs, again, it's a neutral. If you look at flounder, neutral. If you look at grouper, neutral. Pretty much most of your seafoods are neutral for the blood type O.
And lobster is neutral. Mackerel, neutral. Mussels, neutral. Octopus, it says avoid gastric irritant. Inhibits proper digestive function. So look out, you Italians. When we look at pickerel, neutral. Red snapper, beneficial because of the metabolic enhancer. We look at sardines, neutral. When we look at shad, beneficial because it's a nutrient-dense food, increase lean muscle mass. Shark, it's neutral. Snails, neutral. Squid, avoid. So avoid that squid and that octopus and all because it contains lectin or other agglutinins. Let's see, what else? Swordfish, beneficial. Tilapia, neutral. Trout, brook trout and stuff is neutral. Tuna, neutral. And that works out good for the food. Here's an interesting thing. Now when we move into, now we've gotten into more of a cultivated environment and stuff, which would be more of like a blood type B. For a blood type O, though, American cheese, it's avoid, provokes reaction in blood, non-lectin, contains components that can modify known disease susceptibilities. Blue cheese, again, provokes a reaction in the blood. Butter, butter is a neutral component, though. Buttermilk, avoid. Cheddar cheese, avoid. Cottage cheese, avoid because of the metabolic inhibitor. Cream cheese provokes abnormal blood reaction. Farmer cheese, neutral. Feta cheese, neutral. Goat cheese, neutral, which most people don't have a problem with the goat cheese. Half and half. Avoid because it provokes abnormal blood reaction, increases intestinal imbalance, increases polyamines or indican levels. Ice cream, avoid for blood type O. Provokes abnormal blood reaction, increases intestinal imbalance. Kefir, avoid because of the metabolic activity. Milk like cow's milk, skimmed or 2%, avoid because it provokes abnormal blood reaction. Milk cow like whole milk. Avoid because it provokes abnormal blood reaction, contains components that can modify disease susceptibility. And what else we have? Mozzarella cheese for those Italians. It's okay. It's good to have. Then we got Parmesan. Avoid because of the polyamide or indican levels that occurs. And ricotta cheese because of the abnormal blood response. Sour cream contains components that can modify known disease susceptibilities. String cheese, avoid. It provokes abnormal blood reaction, increases intestinal imbalance. Swiss cheese, avoid. Whey, avoid because it provokes abnormal blood reaction. And yogurt, to avoid also. So it's pretty interesting. So blood type O, you need to just stay the heck away from it and stuff. Where blood type B and blood type AB do a little bit better with that. How about eggs for a blood type O person? Chicken eggs are good. Chicken egg whites are good. Chicken egg yolks are good. Goose eggs, not as good. And quail eggs, not quite as good. Now when we move into, you know, pretty much a vegetarian component, they use the beans and legumes as their protein source and all. And when you look at black beans, it's kind of neutral for a blood type O. Black-eyed peas are good. Fava or broad beans are neutral. Garbanzo beans are neutral. Green snap or string beans are neutral. Kidney beans, avoid, it's interesting, contains lectin or other agglutinins. It's a metabolic inhibitor. Lentils, avoid. lentil reds, avoid pretty much all your lentil beans. Avoid lima beans are neutral. Mung beans are neutral. Navy beans, avoid because they contain lectin or other agglutinins. Pinto beans, avoid. Snap beans, neutral. Soybeans, neutral. Soy cheese, neutral. Soy milk, neutral. Tofu, neutral. And white beans is neutral. Now, everybody always says, well, you know, I can eat nuts and stuff. That should help out quite a bit. And we're going to take a little break and do a little commercial break here. So we will return in a few short moments.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, which, by the way, this Hunterdon Happening Mag 2018 voted us as the best for diet and nutrition. So stop by the office, come down, meet the girls, and get a body composition analysis and see just where you're at. Don't forget, we've got the White House Rescue Squad's 20th annual Buffalo Watch coming this Saturday from 9 to 5. It's at the Reddington River Farm. That's on 937 County Road, which is 523, and that runs between Flemington over there to the backside of White House Station. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hay rides through the fields. See those buffalo roaming around there. There'll be live bands, food trucks, great farm fresh products, beer and wine tasting, over 100 vendors, face painting, pony rides, and a lot of fun things going on. It's a great reason to get over there, so take a visit and see and all. So we were going through about eating right for your blood type, and we were just going through some of the different food sources that you can have, and everybody always loves to have some nuts. So let's just see how the blood type O fares with some of these things. Almonds and almond butter and stuff is a neutral, so that's good to have. Almond cheese, neutral. Almond milk, very neutral. Brazil nuts, avoid because it provokes abnormal blood reaction. Cashews, avoid because it contains components that can modify known disease susceptibilities. Cashews, oh my gosh. Filber or hazelnuts and stuff are neutral. Flaxseed, beneficial because it contains components that positively influences known disease susceptibility. Then you've got macadamia, which are neutral. But here, peanut and peanut butter, avoid because it contains lectin or other agglutinins. Pecan, neutral. Pine nuts, neutral. Pistachios, boy, oh boy, avoid, increases polyamine or indican levels, inhibits proper gastric function, or blocks assimilation. Not very good. Poppy seeds for blood type O, avoid because it enhances the effects of other food toxins, contains components that can modify known disease susceptibility. Pumpkin seeds, beneficial because it contains components that positively influences known disease susceptibility. Sesame butter, neutral. Sesame seeds, neutral. Sunflowers, avoid because it contains lectin or other agglutinins. And black walnuts, beneficial. So that's pretty good. And walnuts, of course, beneficial. Then everybody who generally says, well, I'm a vegetarian and stuff, so what? I eat a lot of grain products and all. So you've got the artichoke flour, which is neutral. You got barley, which is avoid because of metabolic inhibitors. Buckwheat, kind of neutral. Corn, avoid because it contains lectin or other agglutinins. That metabolic inhibitor contains components that can modify known disease susceptibility. Cornmeal, avoid. You've got couscous. Avoid because it contains lectin and stuff. You got Ezekiel bread, which is neutral. Gluten flour, avoid because it contains lectin. You've got millet, which is neutral. Oat flour, neutral. Oat bran or oatmeal, neutral. Popcorn, for blood type O, contains, avoid, contains lectin or other agglutinins. Metabolic inhibitor, contains components which can modify known disease susceptibility. Rice, neutral. Puffed rice, neutral. White, brown, or balsamic. Bread, rice, neutral. Rice wild, neutral. Rice bran, neutral. Rice cakes, neutral. Rice milk, neutral. Rye flour, neutral. Rye, 100% rye bread, neutral. Buckwheat, neutral. Soy flour, neutral. You've got tapioca, neutral. Wheat, avoid because it contains lectin or other agglutinins, metabolic inhibitors. Wheat is not a good thing. Wheat is not good at all. How about the vegetable and vegetable juices? How about alfalfa sprouts? Says avoid because it contains components that can modify known disease susceptibility. Aloe, aloe tea, aloe juice. Avoid because it contains lectin and other agglutinins. Artichoke, very beneficial. Arugula, neutral. Asparagus, neutral. Bamboo shoots, neutral. Beets, neutral. Beet greens, beneficial. Boy chuck, neutral. Broccoli, beneficial. Brussels sprouts, neutral. Cabbage, Chinese and red and white cabbage, neutral. Cabbage juice, neutral. Carrots, neutral. Carrot juice, neutral. Cauliflower, avoid because of metabolic inhibitors. You got celery, neutral. You got cucumbers, avoid. You've got eggplant, neutral. You've got garlic, neutral. Ginger, beneficial. Kale, beneficial. Pickle, in brine, avoid. Potatoes, sweet potatoes, beneficial. Potatoes white, avoid though. And the list just goes on and on and on with things that are good, bad, and indifferent and all. Next time when we have some time, we'll go into another blood group and all. But I think we had a very good hour here and stuff about just learning a little bit more about the evolution and as well as what makes up the good old blood type O. So evidently blood type people are more set up chemically-wise in the stomach and digestive system to handle the breakdown of those meat products and all that they had evolutionally arrived at and all. So we're going to finish with that for today. I'm just going to highlight this one more time. You got the White House Rescue Squad 20th Annual Buffalo Watch coming up this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Reddington River Farm, which is located at 937 County Road, which is really Route 523, the road from Flemington over to the backside of White House Station. It's going to be fun. Stop in and see myself, and I think I'm going to have Deidre there with me. So you'll get to see her and not just and you can tell her how much you enjoy her text from Facebook and all about the show and our office and all. So for no further ado and stuff, I bid everybody a healthy and safe rest of the week, and we'll see everyone over at the farm.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
It has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
Preparations continue in the White House for President Trump's meeting next week in Singapore with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Defense Secretary James Mattis says you never know what's going to happen when you're dealing with North Korea.
Welcome to reality. You know, it's only on TV that it all goes and everything's fitting together. So, yeah, it's going to be bumpy. But nothing late-breaking or recent, no.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Gas prices have decreased by 2.5 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.95. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Despite the latest slight decrease, you get a different perspective when you compare prices from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Every single day, the difference between this year and last year is about $228 million. That costs the average household anywhere from $200 to $400 more over the course of this year than what they paid last year.
This week, South Carolina has the lowest price at $2.62 a gallon, while California remains the highest at $3.76. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
The man who allegedly shot and killed four people in Scottsdale, Arizona, including a high-profile psychiatrist, killed himself as SWAT team surrounded him at a hotel. Your numbers on Wall Street currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up right over 150 points. And finally, it was back on this date in 1919 when Congress passed the 19th Amendment, which gives women the right to vote. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Last month at a high school in New Jersey, a mother insisted and complained after her daughter got cut from cheerleading tryouts. So what the